Hi, friends. Welcome to Annie's Mini BFF Podcast. I'm your host and friend, Annie F. Downs, and I'm so excited to be with you all for a couple of minutes today and share a little story from one of my favorite books, the Bible. This season of the podcast, we get to read from the part of the Bible called the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books of the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They tell us all about Jesus's life when he was on earth. We read about his friendships and stories that Jesus told called parables, sacrifices Jesus made for us so that we can be free, meals that Jesus shared with the people he was around, and of course, the miracles he performed for so many. Thanks to our friends at Zonder Kids. Today, we'll be reading from the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible. And for those of you who have a copy, our story today begins on page 180. There's one rule that is very clear in the Bible, and that is to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor the way you love yourself. But that word neighbor wasn't easy for everyone to understand, because Jesus isn't just talking about the person who lives next door to you when he says to love your neighbor. Oh no, it is so much more than that, many BFFs. And we get to learn all about who exactly he is talking about in today's lesson. So are you ready to get started with our story? Me too. This one is called The Good Samaritan. Here we go. The Good Samaritan. Another day, a man who knew a lot about the rules God had given to Moses came to Jesus with a question. How does God want us to live? He asked. What does the Bible say? Jesus asked him. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, said the man, and love your neighbor the way you love yourself. That's right, said Jesus. But who is my neighbor? Asked the man. So Jesus told him a story. A man was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. The journey was long and the road was dangerous. All of a sudden, he was attacked by a group of men. They took everything he had and hurt him badly. The men ran off and left him lying on the side of the road, too injured to walk. As he lay there, a man came along. He was a priest and had spent his whole life obeying God's rules. Surely he would stop and help. No, he kept walking. Soon someone else came along. He was a Levite, someone who also knew all about God's rules and how God wants us to help people. Surely he would stop. No, he walked right past the man who needed his help. Finally, another man came along. He was a Samaritan. God's people did not like the Samaritans at all. A Samaritan would never stop to help. He couldn't be the hero of the story, could he? The Samaritan saw the wounded man and saw that he needed help. So he stopped. He washed the man's wounds and bandaged him up. Then he put him on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, a place where he could stay, and took care of him. The next day, he gave the innkeeper some money. Look after him, he said. When I come back, I will pay for the rest. Who was a neighbor to the man who needed help? Jesus asked. The one who took care of him, said the man. Then go and be like him, said Jesus. Jesus told this story to show people how to love. When God tells us to love our neighbor, he means everyone. The Samaritan loved the person who hated him. That was extravagant and surprising love. Because God's love is big, ours should be too. That's how God wants us to live. Let's pray together. Dear God, please help us to love our neighbor well. Help us to remember how important it is to show your love to everyone around us. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow, I really love the way that Jesus uses the Samaritan as the hero in this story. I mean, the Samaritan wasn't who anyone expected to be helpful to the man who was hurt so badly, but he was. He showed compassion for someone the world said he wasn't even supposed to like. Many BFFs, I hope that you will carry this story with you and show kindness to everyone you meet. Y'all know we love drawing pictures around here. So for today's drawing, can you draw me a picture of a heart? I think it could serve as a really wonderful reminder of how important it was to Jesus for us to love everyone. We have a really fun journey through the Gospels guidebook that you can actually download over at shopanniefdowns.com. It is packed with lots of activities to go along with this season, including a page for you to color the drawing for each episode. So there's a page for you to put this heart. And when you draw it, I want to see it. Just get your grown-up to post it on social media and tag Mini BFF Club on Instagram. If you loved the story we read today, it actually comes from a whole book of Bible stories called the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible. This season, we have teamed up with Zonder Kids, and we are reading stories from the three different storybook Bibles, the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible, the Jesus Storybook Bible, and I Wonder. To grab your own copy of these books, just go to faithgateway.com and use the code AD20 for an extra 20% off. Mini BFFs, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I am always so happy to have you here with us. Remember, be kind to your grown-ups, your teachers, and your friends, and I'll see you next time. And hey, grown-ups, if you want to dive deeper into today's story from the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible, you can read about it in Luke 10 in the Bible. All right, bye, Mini BFFs. Love you, mean it.